Well, hello and welcome to the Audiosyncrasy Podcast. This is episode number 68 coming to you from July of 2013. I'm Jimmy Osborne, your host for this download. Thank you so much for finding the podcast and downloading it. Audiosyncrasy is a free podcast dedicated to the independent music coming out of the new age genre. It's a little different than what you might think. This is electroacoustic fusion. It's contemporary instrumental. It's world. It's jazz. It's piano. It's guitar. It's sometimes world music. It's sometimes Celtic. Sometimes jazz. Oh, goodness. It's a tremendously diverse and interesting genre of music. It's one of my great passions in life, and I certainly hope you enjoy it as well. This podcast comes to you on a somewhat irregular basis, as you're probably well aware by now, but in any case, we do strive to bring you the latest and greatest in the New Age music scene, and I think we've certainly accomplished that in this episode. Six tracks for you on this 30 minutes and change of the podcast. We've got some really, really great stuff from mostly new artists. Yeah, we've got a few artists who you've heard before. Michelle McLaughlin's coming up a little later with her seventh CD in the library. But a lot of interesting stuff, too. Some of the very interesting sounds, almost jazzy sounds, you'll hear from new artist Dan Kennedy in the library. We've got all kinds of interesting stuff, including one, I think, at the end of this first half that you're going to really enjoy from Grammy-nominated Arun Shenoy. He's got a lovely track out, or lovely CD out, called Rumbadoodle. But we're going to start out sort of classical, but at the same time sedate. And we'll build up from there. From his new CD, Hope Resides, this is Greg Maroney with a lovely track to kick things off on the this episode, called Windswept, from gregmaroney.com. Thank you. I told you we were going to hit some diverse music in that opening set of Audiosyncrasy, the podcast. We started off with Greg Maroney's Hope Resides. It's his new CD in the library from Greg Maroney. I think I've got six from him in the Audiosyncrasy library. Maroney. You'll find Greg at gregmaroney.com. gregmaroney.com. All of this information is on the website that you'll get a little bit later if you'd like to check it out. It's also on our Facebook page, too. From Hope Resides, we started out episode 68 of the Audiosyncrasy podcast with Windswept. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thanks for downloading the podcast. Glad you were along for the ride. Hope you're enjoying the music thus far. In the middle, a brand new one from Hearts and Notes. Yeah, that's an interesting pseudonym or nom de musique, as I like to call it on the radio program. From a CD called Dusk Song, you heard a track called Tina Dancer in the middle. Heartsinnotes.com. Make sure you spell it with two N's. Heartsinnotes.com. Dusk Song is their debut CD in the library and on the podcast. And just now we wound up the opening trio with Rumba Doodle. That's the new CD from Grammy-nominated Arun Shenoy. Spell his name A-R-U-N. S-H-E-N-O-Y, and that's how you find him on the web at arunshenoy.com. Yeah, what a great sound that CD is. Rumba Doodle, nice and jazzy. It's got some Middle Eastern, some world influences, some really great violin playing on that CD. Prance is the track you heard just now, and I'll tell you something really good. As good as that track was, it's not even the best one on the CD. Check it out at arunshenoy.com. This is episode 68. I'm Jamie Osborne. Thanks for joining me tonight. It's a warm and sticky night where I am. Hope it's a little better where you are. The Audiosyncrasy podcast is sort of a labor of love. There's no money involved. It doesn't cost you anything. The artists don't get paid. I don't get paid. But I certainly thank you for joining me and finding these artists. The best place to find out about what's going on with the podcast, there's a radio show that airs in El Paso, Texas about this too, is check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/audiosyn. That's the first eight letters of the podcast. It's a good search term, so you might have found us on iTunes using those eight characters. Eight characters are also our Twitter handle. You find us on Twitter at audiosyn. So good way to find out about us and figure out what we're up to. Well, speaking of what we're up to, Michelle McLaughlin has a new CD out. It's her seventh in the library, as I said at the top of the podcast. It's called Waking the Muse. It's her beautiful solo piano from Salt Lake City, Utah. She's got a brand new CD from michellemclaughlin.com. And you're going to hear a track called Gratitude. She's currently on tour right now with Scott D. Davis. Little Touring the Ivories, and you can find them at touringtheivories.com. Check them out. Thank you. There's a fabulous YouTube video of that last track called Could Be from Dan Kennedy from his amazing CD Intuition. Came out late last year. Let me tell you something. It is a great CD. Some solo piano on it. Some beautiful jazzy sounds like you just heard on Could Be from Dan Kennedy's Intuition, a brand new CD in the library. Check him out. You'll have to Google his name, Dan Kennedy, and what I'll recommend you do, there's a bunch of Dan Kennedys. Google Dan Kennedy Intuition, although I'll put his link to his website on my site. But check out YouTube for Dan Kennedy's Could Be, a beautiful YouTube video for that track right there. This is the Idiosyncrasy Podcast. We're winding things up. Thanks for downloading. We started off our final trio with the music of Michelle McLaughlin. She's a Salt Lake City-based pianist, and she's got a brand new, I think it's a Fazioli. She'll probably have to correct me if I'm wrong, but she's got Waking the Muse, a brand new CD fresh out of the library. And from that, we started off our final trio with a track called Gratitude. And you'll find Michelle McLaughlin at michellemclaughlin.com, just one L in Michelle. In the middle, some Timothy Wenzel, W-E-N-Z-E-L, from his new CD, A Coalescence of Dreams, another new artist on the podcast, a bunch of them on this episode. From that CD, A Coalescence of Dreams, Timothy Wenzel with A Walk in the Summer Woods. Timothy Wenzel, W-E-N-Z-E-L.com. And that brought us up to Dan Kennedy's CD, Intuition. One of the things I do on my radio program is at the beginning of the year, usually the first or second show of the year, I dedicate it to all of the best CDs from the previous year. And on January 6th of this year, the first Sunday of the year, one of the CDs featured on it was Dan Kennedy's Intuition. It was a slam dunk because it's got such great piano and such a great music like you heard on Intuition. And just so we're clear on it, it's www.freewebs.com/Dan Kennedy Piano. So check them out, and I hope you'll support all of these artists with your hard-earned dollars. They're working hard to connect with you, and I thank them for letting me share their music with you on this podcast. And believe me, it takes a lot of effort for them to do that, for me to put it all together, for me to find you, for you to download it. There's a lot of work all the way around. So anyway, I hope you find a lot of value in the podcast, and please tell your friends about it. Please join us on Facebook for our Facebook discussions and questions and feedback, and just generally seeing what the podcast is up to, and the radio show too. And sometimes there's some interesting stuff, although most of the time it's pretty boring. Very low traffic, as they say. Well, that's going to wrap up episode 68 of the Idiosyncrasy Podcast. I thank you for downloading it, and I thank you for searching it out and finding it as well. Please tell your friends about it, because all of the music you hear on the podcast is played with the express written permission of the artists, including the theme that you're about to hear in just a second from David Lanz. It's just about the only podcast track that David Lanz makes available, and that's only because I asked him, and that's only because it's used as the theme for the radio show and the podcast. It has been since 1999 when we started the program. It's Prelude to the Dance from David Lanz's CD, Skyline Fire Dance. David Lanz, lanz.com. Well, the website I referred to earlier, where you'll find the home of Idiosyncrasy, you can listen to past episodes, you can find the playlists and audio and links to all these artists' webpage, is on my website at radio.jameyo.com. And look for a link in the upper right that says episode info or episodes, and you can check that out. Or it's also at all that link before, radio.jameyo.com/episodes.html, if you just want to type it in. As I mentioned, we're available on Facebook and Google Plus, and you'll find us on Facebook at facebook.com/audiosyn. We're also on Google Plus as well. You'll have to search for us there. Pretty quiet on Google Plus, but nevertheless, I'm keeping it there just in case Facebook ever implodes on us. You know how those things can sometimes go. If you're on a mobile phone and you don't have a podcast app, and that's a great way to listen to the program, by the way, is just download a podcast on your phone, a podcast app on your phone, search for Audio SYN. You can find us in most of them. But you can also just send your phone's radio browser to your web browser to radio.jameyo.com/audiosyn with a capital A, and that works really well. As I mentioned before, our Twitter handle is AudioSYN. My personal one is Jamie O, and I'd certainly appreciate hearing from you on any of the means that you have. You can even send us an old-fashioned email at audiosynpodcast@gmail.com. Well, that'll wrap it up for episode 68. Episode 69 will come your way shortly with brand new music from brand new artists. Please share this info and tell these artists you heard about them on Audiosyncrasy. Until episode 69, take care, my friends. We'll see you later.